752 in the Twin Cities. Luigi, your conservation station, helping you figure out ways to save energy. We got some super ideas, people, you know, just really far out things and, you know, ingenious ideas I never even thought of. Occasionally cloudy, high temp today 55, low tonight 35, now 46 in Twin Cities and skies are mostly cloudy.
Look at the three leading pain relievers and you won't see much difference. But once in your bloodstream, the differences are very real. For most headaches, while all three reach an effective level in minutes, in the final analysis, only one of them hits and holds the highest level. Only Anacin. The difference in Anacin is the extra pain reliever Anacin provides when you have headache pain. Take only as directed. And remember, the difference in Anacin is the extra pain reliever Anacin provides. Anacin relieves pain fast.
Executive tickets. Eastern has them for busy people who want to save time checking in. Write your own on the airline working harder for your dollar. Eastern, the wings of man. 7:53 in the Twin Cities. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger tours the Chinese commune. Wow. Here with details is Don Martin.
There's speculation in Peking. The United States may announce another reduction of its forces on the nationalist Chinese island of Taiwan and in South Korea. The move, another step toward improved Sino-American relations, rumored as Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and Premier Zhou Enlai resumed their talks. Earlier, Kissinger, looking very much a diplomat in a gray pinstripe suit, visited an agricultural commune near Peking. He toured a duck farm, visited a barn, inside of which was a blown-up poster with white Chinese characters and a red background. When he asked for a translation, several guides chimed in English, "We wish Chairman Mao long life." WDGY time, 7:54.
Second floor sportswear. Where's that noise coming from?
I don't know.
Ooh, I hope it's not this old elevator.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's me. I mean, it's my GAC jingle.
Oh, thank goodness.
Your jingle?
I applied to GAC Finance for a loan and got it.
Yeah.
GAC put a jingle in my pocket.
You mean they'll give loans to women?
Sure. Why not? I work. My credit's good. GAC gave me plenty of cash.
You mean plenty of jingle, huh?
Right. Well, this is where me and my jingle get off.
Bye.
Bye.
Smart lady.
Oh, yeah? How come?
She's got a jingle all her own.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Come to GAC Finance and let GAC put a jingle in your pocket.
Get to know the folks at GAC Finance. They're trained to give you money when you need it and financial advice if you want it. The GAC office is at 1101 Nicollet Avenue South in Minneapolis.
President Nixon will renew his efforts today to line up Capitol Hill's support among GOP lawmakers by meeting with another group of legislators at the White House. Scheduling of a second such get-together in as many days reflects Nixon's new effort to counter Watergate-related charges against him. The White House announced yesterday that Nixon will turn over more tapes and documents linked to Watergate than had been requested by Federal Judge John Sirica. November 20th is the target date set for turning over the material. The United States dollar made a slight impact on European money markets again this morning and has moved up in price, levels not reached in some cases for 8 months. However, dealers say that it isn't really the dollar that's getting stronger, but rather that other currencies are growing weaker. Space officials at Cape Canaveral are hoping the latest Skylab mission can be launched as tentatively scheduled on Friday morning, but the discovery of new cracks in the Saturn booster rocket threatens the mission's launch schedule. Former Special Watergate Prosecutor Archibald Cox says he believes President Nixon has the right to name his own prosecutor to handle the government's Watergate case. But Cox says that he believes the appointee ought to be subject to Senate approval and safeguarded against sudden removal by the president. The energy bill, given Senate Interior Committee approval, includes a provision that authorizes President Nixon to ration gasoline. The measure does not expressly call for gasoline rationing, but it requires Nixon to impose rationing of scarce fuel, and the committee says it considers gasoline scarce. And incidentally, on the comment line this morning, our question is, which would you prefer in an effort to conserve fuel, rationing of gasoline or the imposing of a high tax on gasoline? You can give us a call and let your comments be known at 827-9971. The man who used to be a top lawyer at the White House soon won't be able to practice his craft at all. Former White House counsel John Dean will be disbarred as soon as he is sentenced in connection with the Watergate cover-up. A three-judge panel has already suspended Dean from practicing law in the District of Columbia. The man who's expected to break Babe Ruth's home run record next year has been married yesterday in Kingston, Jamaica. Atlanta Braves ace slugger Hank Aaron was wed to Atlanta talk show hostess Billy Williams in a 10-minute ceremony. It's his second marriage. WDGY Sports reports Bill Brown's power in the Vikings' 28-7 football victory over the Detroit Lions, just like the old days. Brown, Osborne, and others mazed Lions quarterback Bill Munson. Munson said, "I don't know when those guys are going to get old." He was talking, of course, about Brown and Osborne, plus the other Vikings senior citizens, such as Fran Tarkenton, Bob Lertzema, and Carl Eller. The Minnesota Gophers riding well in the Big Ten despite gloomy predictions earlier in the season that the young team didn't have the stuff to make a good squad. Minnesota currently tied with Illinois for third. The Golden Gophers take on the Illini Saturday, Champaign, Illinois. And in hockey action, the Houston Aeros are playing our Minnesota Fighting Saints tonight at the St. Paul Civic Center in a World Hockey Association game. And the North Stars will play the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. Despite repeated efforts to come up with victories, the Stars have managed to come up only with two wins. Minnesota's near the bottom. The National Hockey League West standings. Ouija Land weather, occasional cloudiness today, tonight and tomorrow. A little cooler tonight and tomorrow. The high today in the mid-50s, low tonight in the mid-30s. Tomorrow's high in the mid-40s. Cloudy skies now at 7:58. 2 minutes before 8, Donald K. Martin reporting 48 degrees. WDGY, your radio station listens. Which would you prefer, gas rationing or high taxes on gas?
Well, what I think they should do is maybe cut the engine sizes down on cars to a smaller size. Because, like, the small foreign cars, you know, they only burn, like, 25, a gallon to 25 miles. These big cars only get, like, 10, 16. I think they should build smaller engines instead of these big gigantic engines they're using now.
Well, they'll take the tax for the goofy thing and send gas by the millions of barrels over to Israel or Vietnam, or else take the money and take and send over war materials to one of the goofy places.
WDGY, listen.
Johnny Van Dyke and Donald K. Martin. WDGY, Minneapolis.
John, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, 802 in the Twin Cities, and good morning. Here's another Ouija Goal Line request.
Hi, good morning. My name is Peggy, and I'd like to hear Play Me by Neil Diamond. Thank you.
She was morning, and I was nighttime.
My name is Patty. And the way that I'm saving energy is by watching a black and white TV instead of a color TV, because it takes less energy. And I'm saving it all for Charlie and Don.
It's 8:06 at WDGY. Thank you, Patty, and I appreciate that. Occasionally cloudy today and tonight. A bit cooler tonight and tomorrow. Today's high 55. Low tonight 35. Right now 46 degrees. Skies are cloudy in the Twin Cities. It's another hour of American Graffiti. Is our American Graffiti expert, Johnny Canton.
The man who was there.
Spotlights. 1956, this Friday morning, starts at 11 o'clock.
Continuing its tradition of literary classics, Target proudly unveils its latest paperback blockbuster, The Sale Shops Around, a powerful epic that boldly invites you to shop around, to compare Target's brand names, selection, and prices with catalogs, discounted department stores. The Sale Shops Around, 96 pages of pulse-pounding bargains, available now through Saturday at all Target stores. You will thrill to the dramatic variety and spine-tingling quality of toys, fashion, cameras, appliances, and much more. The Sale Shops Around. Over 2 million copies in print. Many thousands have been delivered to families in this area. Free copies at any Target, where all 200 sale-priced characters are appearing on the shelves today through Saturday. And you can charge them on your Dayton's credit card. The Sale Shops Around. Take it shopping with you and compare. It'll keep you on the edge of your shopping cart.
We call her Mean Mary Jean. Superstar of our team, bum bum mean Mary Jean. Superstar of our team, you're our Chrysler Plymouth girl. Tell 'em what we mean.
Yeah, I mean Mary Jean, the Chrysler Plymouth dealer superstar. And if anybody knows what's great, it's me.
Tell 'em Mary Jean.
Don't rush a superstar, honey. Now, what we mean is, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer's loaded with superstar talent for 74. Take that Plymouth Fury, slick, new, good-looking stuff.
We know what you mean.
In the middle position, there's a super satellite, right? And filling in the compact slot, the big enough, small enough Plymouth Duster. Now, isn't that a super lineup?
Now that you've met Mean Mary
Jean. You know what we mean.
I mean Fairview Chrysler Plymouth. Fairview and University Avenues in St. Paul.
WDGY
808 in the Twin Cities.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
The box tops, that's the letter. Send an 8-box top, you get a Johnny Canton glossy. Occasionally cloudy today. Ouija Land weather calls for a high temp somewhere in the mid-50s. Low tonight in the mid-30s and a high tomorrow Wednesday in the mid-40s. We shouldn't pick on Johnny so much. He's a nice guy. I feel kind of guilty about it sometimes.
You get to be that age when your movies are on TV. I mean, what the heck?
It's another hour of American Graffiti. Did you hear it last week? It was really super.
It really was. I must admit, it was very interesting and fun to listen to the hits from 1955. Now we're moving up a year to 56.
That's this Friday morning at 11 o'clock.
Another few weeks, they'll get into the age when I can remember.
On WDGY, it's 8:10 in the Twin Cities. Good morning.
Don't tell me. That's the new Joyous Christmas record album.
Right. I stopped by Beneficial Finance on the way home and they had it. Joyous Christmas Volume 7 with a great lineup of performers.
Like?
Listen, Julie Andrews, Jim Nabors, Tammy Wynette, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. Oh.
And Aretha Franklin for me. And Vicky Carr, Mitch Miller and the gang, the Senior Concert Orchestra.
Great. Is it still
A $1.35 donation to the Senior Musicians Fund. It's a $5.95 value album, too.
At Beneficial Finance?
The only place you can get it.
Why don't we give Joyous Christmas albums as gifts this year? You can stop by Beneficial tomorrow and get a few more. Let's see now. There's Aunt Betty and the right...
You're good for more at Beneficial. The more, the merrier. See your phone book for the Beneficial office near you and get your Joyous Christmas albums today. Ask about holiday cash, too. Beneficial Finance.
Hi, Randy Merriman for Hansard's Used Car Department. You know, of course, that since Hansard opened their new used car lot, along with their old one, that they've doubled their space. And this means a good selection for you, especially if you're looking for a small car. See our variety of Camaros, Pintos, Vegas, and Compacts. When you buy your used car at Hansard, you buy with confidence. Most of our reconditioned cars are covered by our 100% parts and labor warranty for 12 months or 12,000 miles. This covers engine, transmission, drive shaft, and rear end, which, as you know, adds up to expensive repairs if needed. So you won't find that used car driven by that little old lady just on Sunday afternoons for drag racing on any Hansard lot. Only one in three used cars taken in trade at Hansard goes on our used car lots. The others are wholesale to other sources. As Joe Swear, our used car manager, says, we won't sell it to you unless we're sold on it ourselves. So come to Hansard's used car lots, both conveniently located at Hansard Pontiac. Try us. You'll like us. Instant bank financing, too.
WDGY
813 from WDGY.
I hope you'll join us, Charlie and Don, on our crusade to save energy. And you just drop us a postcard, Charlie and Don, WDGY. Tell us what you're doing to conserve energy, and we'll send you our Crusader kit, a badge, and a bumper sticker.
Len Zeppelin, Do You Maker, WDGY, 815. In the Twin Cities with $3,140 in the Fortune Phone Cash Call Jackpot. We'll give someone a chance to win that money coming up in just a few moments at WDGY, so don't go away. Uh-oh.
Hey, caramba. We are here again.
Hi there, old gypsy lady.
Another cheapskate freebie breathing. You don't pay.
Well,
we have for you words of the immortal Watergate 500. They advise you do unto others and cut out. They say you will stumble into new cure for smoking when you accidentally trip over drunken Taylor and he sews up your lips. And finally, we say your career will be zooming so far that you will now be standby relative on This Is Your Life. That's it.
Good evening. I'm going to take you on a trip into the midnight zone. You just locked up your office for the night. Behind those doors, someone, or should I say something, is hard at work taking down important information. That something is the machine that never sleeps, the Xerox Telecopier 410 transceiver. Using an ordinary telephone, far away in the dark of night, a figure dials your office number, places vital papers in his telecopier. Meanwhile, your 410 answers the distant call and takes down everything exactly as it was sent, even drawings and photographs. But the 410 is just one of a line of astounding telecopier transceivers, all ready to send and receive copies of documents anywhere in the country in a matter of minutes, just by quietly dialing a phone number. Sounds unbelievable. Nothing is at Xerox or in the Midnight Zone.
Don Pegler's daughter sounded great at her piano recital. Unfortunately, Don wasn't there. His two-year-old battery went flat. Don't take a chance on an old battery going dead. Come to Sears Battery Sale. Get a Sears battery. Get going.
Save $6 on Sears 48-month battery. Just $27.95 with trade.
Sears Dynaglass XST Snow Tires deliver snow-gripping traction.
Now save 25% off the regular price of Sears Dynaglass XST Snow Tires with deep biting tread.
Sears Dynaglass XSTs with two fiberglass belts and two tough nylon plies.
Save 25% now at Sears.
Now save 25% on Sears Dynaglass XSTs plus federal excise tax and old tires.
WDGY.
19 at WDGY. Let Jimmy Reed take you home. 3 o'clock today. Here to Giants 11:30 with the Gold Rush is on. Here's another Ouija Gold Line request.
Good morning, Charlie and Don. My name is Kipper Burns, and I just moved here from California. All right, here, Knock on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. Good morning, and thank you very much.
Dylan, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. 8:21 from WDGY, where the gold rush is on. 884-4653, Ouija Land weather.
Occasional cloudiness today, also tonight, and also tomorrow. A little cooler tonight and tomorrow. High today will be in the mid-50s. We'll have a low tonight in the mid-30s with a high tomorrow up into the mid-40s. Right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, we have cloudy skies, and it's 46 degrees.
We're here at Mount Vernon and had hoped to talk with General Washington, but you say, ma'am, that...
That's right. He and some of his no-good buddies went up to Valley Forge for the weekend again.
What do they do?
Oh, they sit around telling war stories and just generally horsing around. I don't know.
Wasn't it at Valley Forge that George rallied his troops with the ring battle cry, "Together we can make it happen."
Yes, and then the First Banks picked it up. Wish a bank could pick him up, the way he throws his money around.
Like across rivers.
You heard about that, eh?
No need to throw your money around when you can see the First Minnehaha National Bank about a new car loan. We like to make nice things happen. And if you see us about your car loan before you buy a car, you're in a better position to make a good deal. See the First Minnehaha National Bank, 2716 East Lake.
I understand that George is making some money now, though.
Right down here in the basement, but the dummy's putting his own picture on it. I swear the feds will have him in no time.
You take their earlier advice in financing for a car and are looking for a new car, can't think of a better place to look than Quality Mercury on Freeway 494 between 35W and Lindale Avenue South in Bloomington. Jim Meyer, the new car sales manager over at Quality, wants us to remind you again about some of these last-minute bargain prices on the remaining 73 Mercury. They're at Quality Mercury, really down to the finish line now on those. You can about write your own ticket as far as what you want to pay in one of those 73s. These are brand new cars, don't forget, full warranty. And a lot of them got all kinds of factory equipment on them. So you can choose from a good many of the models, loaded with the extras, air conditioning, and so forth. Of course, don't know what you'd want with that till next spring, but it comes in handy in the warm weather. Remember, there's some good prices on the 73s, and of course, you'll want to take the chance to look over those beautiful new Mercury automobiles for 1974 while you're there at Quality Mercury, where you find the friendly people and the quality deal. Of course, that's where they get the name, isn't it? Quality Mercury on Freeway 494 between 35W and Lindale Avenue South in Bloomington.
823. Now, here's another WDGY fortune phone cash call.
Well, I'm a little fed up now. I've been sitting hermetically sealed in this mason jar for hours with this figure, and I'll secretly tell it to you now. If your phone is ringing, don't listen, because it wouldn't be fair. $3,140. 3140 is the figure in the Fortune Phone Cash Call Jackpot.
That's all you have to know to be a winner. We're calling a number in St. Paul on North Dale for 3140. That's the cash call total. Let's ring.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Therrien residence?
Yes, it is.
Therrien. Is this Mrs. Therrien?
Yes.
Mrs. Therrien, this is Charlie Van Dyke along with Donald K. Martin. We are calling you live on the air from WDGY Radio. And Mrs. Therrien, just a moment ago, we mentioned on the air the amount of money that's currently in our Fortune Phone Cash Call Jackpot. I certainly hope you were listening, because if you can tell me how much is in there, it all belongs to you.
Oh, brother. No, I was listening to TV.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am too.
Listen, we had for you this morning 3,000.
Oh, God, don't tell me.
No, listen, here it is. 3,140 bucks in cash.
Oh.
I had the green stuff here, Mrs. Therrien.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
It sure would have been.
Well, what would you have done with all that money?
Right now, I just got out of the hospital. I would have been paying bills.
That's a shame. Listen, we're going to send you a consolation prize, though, just for talking to us. It's a free oil change courtesy of Ouija and Larry Reed's new Bloomington Chrysler Puma. Thank you so much for talking to us. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Please do listen. WDGY.
The next Fortune Phone Cash Call can happen at any moment at WDGY. It'll be worth a new one, $3,145 from Ouija. Station with the most music and the money.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. The music's on us on WDGY. Minneapolis.
WDGY, the gold country is yours, American woman, at 6:31.
Lafayette Radio is one of the largest audio manufacturers. We've been in business.